Stelling poll, Eaton embraces Black Lives Matter, Gay Pride and Third Wave Feminism. By James Stelling poll on December 3, 2020. The story about the wokeification of Eaton, the world's most elite school, gets more and more depressing. Here are the latest developments. Eaton's director of inclusion wrote a blog post for the school in which she said she'd like to see the Black Lives Matter flag flying over the college gateway, claims a recent old boy. This same woman, who goes by the name Hales, says how proud she was to see the Gay Pride flag flown on the official flagpole above the college gateway this year. Talks about her plans to celebrate Black History Month and about the school's worrying gender pay gap. A report in Spike describes how Eaton pupils were forcibly subjected to a training course by Laura Bates, Guardian columnist and founder of the Everyday Sexism Project, a single-minded pressure group whose website consists largely of a series of gripes about men that are said to reveal structural sexism, lumping together serious sexual crimes with stories of women not being chosen for their works football team. Meanwhile, Toby Young, whose free speech union is currently defending the rights of Will Noland, the Eaton teacher sacked for daring to question the school's woke toxic masculinity agenda, reports of further horrors inflicted on the school by its stripping wet headmaster Simon Trendy Handy Henderson. These, Young told the London Calling podcast, included special days in which the boys had to imagine what it was like to have a protected characteristic. So they had to spend one day imagining what it would be like to be a woman, another day imagining what it would be like to be a transgendered person, another day imagining what it would be like to be disabled. Another protected characteristic with which the boys were asked to identify was being pregnant. To help them imagine they were pregnant, they were shown a film called Seahorse about a man who gets pregnant. As male seahorses, of course, are able, though not male humans. And earlier this year, during a school run that coincided with Pride Month, the Masters, or Beaks as they are known, were asked to sprinkle rainbow dust, multicolored glitter, over the boys as they passed the finishing line to signal their solidarity with LGBTQ+ people. Eaton, it's clear, has been cuckolded and emasculated by its current leadership. But why should you care? I didn't go to Eaton. You probably didn't go to Eaton either. It's the world's most elite school and it only takes about 200 new boys every year. So why should you give a damn about a school whose £42,000 a year fees you could never afford and where the chances of you or your child getting in there, in any given year, are roughly 1 in 40 million? This is certainly the vibe I'm getting from some of the comments below the last piece I wrote on the subject. But it is your problem and it is my problem, and if you don't understand why, then you haven't been paying attention. Elite institutions matter because they are the training ground for the people who sometime in the future may well be ruling your world. Do you want these future rulers to be brainwashed, compliant stooges of the social justice agenda? Or do you want them to think for themselves, question everything, and maybe try to resist evil globalist master plans like the Great Reset? That is what is at stake right now, not just at ritzy private schools like Eaton, but at Ivy League universities and their UK equivalents like Oxford and Cambridge, at military training colleges like Sandhurst and West Point, at the Inns of Court, in the great finance houses of the city and Wall Street, in the church, and so on and on. All the world's great institutions are falling like ninepins to the forces of woke. Here is just one example. But let's talk about Eaton specifically. I sent my son there, courtesy of an Eaton bursary. Many of the boys who go there are subsidized thanks to the school's rich person needs blind admissions policy, so I know the school quite well. Like a lot of Eaton parents and ex-parents, not to mention the vast majority of Etonians past and present, I am deeply worried about what has happened to the school under its newish headmaster Simon Trendy Handy Henderson. Unlike most of us, the painfully woke Henderson is embarrassed by the school's traditions, culture and history. He wants to bring it into the modern age, to airbrush its previous 580 years out of history, and make it relevant for the age of the social justice warrior. Sure, the school attracts a lot of envy and chippiness, as elite institutions always do. And I can see people's point when they argue that there's nothing good to be said for the school that educated failed Prime Ministers David Cameron and Boris Johnson, failed Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Welby, and failed Prince Harry, now the Duke of something or other, not that anyone cares. But you can't blame a school because it produced a few bad apples. Most of the boys who go there are a delight, impeccably well-mannered, broad-minded, bright, talented, conscious of their good fortune in having been so well educated and eager to do their bit for society in return. It would be an absolute tragedy if Eton were to fall to the forces of woke. And it would also be a tremendous victory for civilization if Eton were to fight back against this alien invasion, as I believe it will. My suspicion is that Trendy Handy will end up being booted out after this Bridge Too Far incident. With luck, the man largely responsible for his appointment, the school's provost, Lord Waldegrave, who despite having once been a junior minister in Margaret Thatcher's government, shares Trendy Handy's woke politics, will end up having to do the honorable thing and fall on his sword too. Otherwise, by the time Eton celebrates its 600th anniversary in 20 years' time, I dread to think what it will have become. The Slough Academy of Diversity, Equality, and Rainbow Unicorn Vomit, probably.